Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 19th of October. China's GDP for the third quarter was below the lowest estimate in a very, very wide forecast range. There was, as is all too often the case globally these days, a positive revision to the previous quarter's data. In contrast, the industrial production data for September in China was above the most optimistic forecast in a pretty wide forecast range, and September retail sales were close to the top of their forecast range. It's worth bearing in mind that when the media says something is above or below consensus, we're still in a period where the concept of consensus is pretty much just an average of some very wild guesses. So, what is the story in China? Global demand seems to be supporting Chinese economic activity, with some additional improvements in domestic demand now coming in. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce continues. We have now reached the point where economists are having to don protective headgear to defend themselves from the large number of toys being thrown out of prams. Markets wisely are inclined to ignore the escalation of temper tantrums. One of the credit rating agencies, it doesn't matter which, did something, it doesn't matter what, to the UK's credit rating last week. No one cares. The agenda today is crowded with central bankers speaking. Basically, if you're a central banker and you are not speaking today, you need to ask yourself some pretty searching questions about where your life went wrong. But ultimately, there's not much markets are going to be able to take away from this babble of noise. We know what needs to be done, and it's not in the power of central banks to do it. It's down to fiscal policy to get things moving. Which brings us to the issue of US fiscal stimulus. There was more rhetoric over the weekend. US President Trump was throwing numbers around, suggesting that the administration could go higher than the Democrats have been asking for. This does assume that the president is able to persuade at least some Republicans in the Senate to support the measures, which will require political capital. Meanwhile, House Speaker Pelosi has extended the deadline for doing a pre-election deal to Tuesday. Of course, it's now too late for any stimulus to actually reach people and be spent in the economy before the election. However, a stimulus deal could, if properly communicated, still influence the levels of fear in the US economy, and through that, have an economic or potentially a political impact. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.